journey to understanding why the Jewish people suffer so much. The two tafkidim, the way they manifested on a Hasinai, on Har Hamoria by the Akedah, and what came out yesterday was there was dafka the two things that we weren't mitzuva in that we remember the Akedah by. The Ika Avoda, the Brocha, the whole chup of the Akedah was the Akedah, which was voluntarily, and was the Shechitas Ayal, which was also voluntarily. That was what came out yesterday, right? Those were the two Nakudas. So in Reish Chaf Ches, Chaim al Kiddush Hashem v'Mis al Kiddush Hashem. Shnein yonim Mesiris Nefesh yoda Am Yisrael b'Tol Doisov. Harishon hu Chaim Mesiris Nefesh l'man Shmiris HaTorah v'Mitzvot. These two types of hold on a second. Did we finish this last paragraph yet? No, we did get up to there. Okay, so those were the two nyanim, the Akedah and the Ayah. So these two aspects of Mesiris Nefesh, Klal Yisrael inherited from the generations. The one is Chayev Mesiris Nefesh, in order to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. Bittul shall call her Ritzonus Ha'ishim Leman Asiz Rotzen Hashem. Total nullification of my personal desires in order to do the Rotzen Hashem. But it's nefesh, the Mesiris Nefesh zu ha-chayim lo nitla mehem, lefech, ha-im chay al-kiddush Hashem. With that type of Mesiris Nefesh, you don't lose your life. I don't love it. You live off kiddush Hashem. But noisif lekach, ha-yadoyer shal shmad, there were doyers of, how do you want to translate shmad, of a destruction of, what's the word, persecutions. Ha-shebem nosre ha-yodim et nagsham, lemovus al-kiddush Hashem b'poil mamash. There were Jews who didn't live in order to keep Shomer Torah mitzvahs. They died in order to keep Shomer Torah mitzvahs, which is a total bitl of one's ritzonus. V'nayim ha'yugam yodim shelo kotshes Hashem b'chayahem, ulam b'moizim gudim ha'im nizkot shelo'iz kadoshim. Even though they hadn't been mekadosh their lives by living off Torah mitzvahs, there were plenty of Yidden who gave up their lives, who hadn't lived their lives of Kiddush Hashem, but they died off Kiddush Hashem. There were generations that Klal Yisrael was doyme lekochavim, like Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, your children will be like kochavim. And bitlus kolitz and they say a mashim, they nullified all their personal desires. Yotzim amarechas atev v'nivdoku b'kosh bochu, they took themselves right out of the natural order of things and cleaved to Hashem. But those there haymayu b'roim amar lekochavim, in such generations they were higher than the stars. There were generations where they didn't use their bechira for those high elevated things, and they didn't remove themselves from the natural order of things. And in Efech, nidbaku bo beYisus says they were mamash cleaving to Hashmis in a very powerful way. But those there, heim hayu mosholim laafav and asinim lamaras lashvalos. Theirs were generations that were mosholim to the dust. So the lowest that a Jew can go. Those are the two different polarities, yeah? Kan anu chashim b'sivloi shel ha'am ha'yudi yoyse mikol ha'machea al p'nei tevel. Now we can start getting a sense of the incredible suffering and burdens that the Jewish people had to carry more than any other nation. Ein ze mipnei shem raim chasch li yoyse mikulam. Not because they're worse than everybody else. More evil. Adarabba, hey ma'am ha'nitcho. This is the Amanifcha. Hey, Menezah, Bria, Vetifato. They are the crown of creation and its beauty, its splendor. Hey, Am Shalav, Lishmo, Al Yechidosov, Keshehu, Menutat, Memareches, Ateva. They are the nation that has to guard their uniqueness and separate themselves from the whole system of nature. Therefore, if he doesn't understand by himself that he has to do this, Hakosh Baruch Hu Yidak, Kilo Yidach, Mimena Nidach. Hashem takes care that he will not get lost. Who yidai shelo yeh yudi echad sheyechel inatek min akirva advekus l'Hashem. Hashem doesn't allow one Jew to remove himself from the kirva selokim. Ve'im hu yizrache katzorus tagramona lo l'shuv elit karev. If he does distance himself, Hashem has ways of, through the tzorus, of bringing him back to mitkarev. That means if you're not going to be then you'll be over to Hashem with a patch. That one way or another, daddy's not going to let his kids get lost. Hashem is boina, nevach, כששתי בחינס אלו, אלו מתחלקות לתקוף השונס. If you think about it, you'll see that these two aspects don't necessarily have to be in two different generations. תתוכן מציע שבו איסה דו עצמו יחיו בעם ישראל שני יהודים. You could have in one generation two Jews. הראשון יהיה יהודי החי כחל בצבא השם. You can have one Jew who lives like a soldier in the army of Hashem. ומשתדל לקיים את רצון השם בשלמות. He is battling out there to keep the רצון השם בשלמות. ולמען מטרה זו הוא מקריב וזובח יום יום את רצונו של השם. Day by day he shechts his personal desires. Who zoveich as Yitzra, he kills his Yitzra, ulam hu atzma lo meis bepoil o Kiddush Hashem. He's living off Kiddush Hashem, he's not dying off Kiddush Hashem, he is dying to a certain extent. Every time he wants something and he gives it up because that's not the Rotzon Hashem, he is killing an aspect of himself. But he's really living off Kiddush Hashem. Voisado yichi yudi, achar she'amlem b'chayev lo yichi ba'oise rama ruchnit gevur. He's in the same generation, he's not living on that spiritual level, ulam b'moise hu Kiddush Hashem shemayim b'rabim. But when he dies, he's Makadosh Shem Shemayim Berabim. Bekola Tuchos, Uvaprat Tkufa Achreina, Betkufa Shol, in the all the generations, but certainly the generation of the Holocaust, the period of the Holocaust, Chai Yodim Hashem Bechaynaim Lo Chai Yo Kiddush Hashem, Velo Mosu Nafsham Uvav Eris Hashem. There were plenty of Jews who didn't live off Kiddush Hashem, and they weren't Meister Nefesh in order to keep the mitzvahs. Yoyitzim Ikatam, Zanchoi Es Kol HaKodesh Vayachar. They even denigrated everything that was precious and holy. Well, on the surface, all dava heim meso kiddush Hashem. At the end of the day, dava of kiddush Hashem. Heim nargu beglal yosim yudim. They died because they were Jewish. And as we said yesterday, when a person dies because he's Jewish, he dies of kiddush Hashem. Yitachin shegam b'shas harigosom heim hizramu al matzavam or shemesu b'lo yedir ki heim mesim of kiddush Hashem. Even if they didn't know they were dying of kiddush Hashem, they didn't know what kiddush Hashem was. They were so rochok. Ulam lamaisa shnei sivya yudim ke'echa nechshavim kedoshim. Both those types of Jews are considered kedoshim. Why? We don't understand. We don't understand why some people are koina like Rebbe Krad. Yesh koina lama b'sha'achas, yesh koina lama b'ha'bashonim. Why there has to be that way? Fine. Kosh Baruch Hu knows what each Jew needs and whatever, based on what he chose. But that's the Yesodia. There's the Yitzchok, who gives up his life on the Mizbech, with a Daas Kiddush Hashem, and there's the Avram Avinu, who's prepared to give up all his Ritzonis in order to Makayim the Mitzvahs of Hashem, even though he carries on living. Those are the two paradigms, and at the end of the day, we see that they're both Kedoshim. And by the way, the one who lives off Kiddush Hashem is no less a Hariga than the one that sometimes it's easier to Daas Kiddush Hashem than to live off Kiddush Hashem. To Daas Kiddush Hashem requires a one-off, you know, leap. To live off Kiddush Hashem is a day in, day out struggle dealing with all the little things. Yeah, Sarah was greater than Avram. How do we know? Because Hashem told us. Hashem told Avram Avinu that Sarah is greater than you. How did she become greater than Avram? Avram's out there, mamash, shechting Yitzhak on the Mizbeach and four kings and five kings and Lot and mamash at war the whole world. What's Sarah doing? She's at home, baking and cooking and cleaning and well, what was she doing? So how did she become greater than Avi than Avram? Because that's the pshat. She was doing lots of little constant things every day, consistently doing another thing. Those little things, that's what makes you great. So all these little mesiras nefeshes are actually you shechting yourself on the mizbeach, and that's what we asked to do. That's what Adam Arisha was asked to do. Adam Arisha knew how great he was. Adam Arisha knew that the Malachim wanted to daven to him because he was so close to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. He was so close to being Hashem himself that the Malachim couldn't tell the difference. He knew that. He knew he could see from one end of the world to the other. He knew how great he was. And all Hashem says to him, just I need to make the daf, that's all. Adam Arisha was asked to shecht everything in order just to listen to Hashem. And he said, what? Not that we understand what was going on by the mission. He said, no, it can't be that all this precious that I have has to be used for Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, I'm going to crash the world, and then I'll really be able to use my koiches to rebuild the world. And Hashem said, very nice svara, but it was wrong. I wanted you to shecht all of that and give that to me. Just don't destroy my world. Don't do anything. And that's a problem sometimes. A person has koiches and whatever, and he wants to do things. Sometimes he's got to shecht that. שני עניין המסירת נפש אלו רמוזים בעניין הקדם. האל מסמל לסיודים אשר הם בבחינת נכס בזבח בקרנוף. הם מסתבכים באווירס במשך כל השנה. The אל, not the way I said it, I was focusing on Avram and Yitzchok. He's focusing on the אל. the aisle of those Jews that they don't do exactly what they're supposed to do the whole year. Because Mam Chazal v'Yisav v'Meseina v'Yari v'Nei Ayel Acha Nechaz b'Zevach b'Karnov. These are the Jews that are all entangled up in the thorns and whatever, you know, they're completely immersed in all the shtus. Malamed she'arah kosh boch avar v'inu es ha'ayel nitash mecheiresh zeh v'nizbat mecheiresh achet. This aisle is entangled in this thing and in this thing, and this is the Jewish people that are tangled up in all the Hevalah Olam. Amar kosh boch avarim. Kach ha'sidin v'inyan banecha li'yais nechozim ba'avoynes v'nizbochim b'tzores. That aisle that's caught up in the thorns is a marshal for your children, Avram Avinu. V'seifen lahagel b'kainav shalayel. And eventually they'll be redeemed through the horn of that aisle. Ha'el amnam neshchat b'poel. The aisle, what happened to the aisle? It got killed. Shechted. Achu lo bitl esutzeina atz milichyos. He didn't have to give up his desires, his own personal desires, in order to live. He died off. Kiddush Hashem. Yehudim eilu she'asotem who are yetzahara mesabchem b'avoynos. The yetzahara comes along and gets a bit in the deeply into avoynos. Donem la'ayel she'ayasotem soivim ma'avoy. That's Rashi's lashon, by the way, that he quotes. Achem zochu b'soiv chayem l'mobos b'poel akidush Hashem. They're completely like the aisle, involved in all sorts of stuff that the sotan's got them involved. He's dancing over their heads, but they die of kiddush Hashem. And the Akedah Yudisha Chayal Kiddush Hashem L'masam Amayim Dimaisa Yudim Kedoshim Asher Chayu B'Mesiris Nefesh B'Yosem B'Chayim. Those Jews with Mesiris Nefesh lived with Mesiris Nefesh all their lives. Es Chayayim Mesameles Akedah Atzmoy Akshira. That aspect of the Akedah, the tying, the actual Yitzhak being tied, that's what they do him to. Yitzhak Avinu Lo Meis B'Poyel. Even though Chazal said that Yitzhak didn't actually die on the Mizbeach, his neshama did go up, but at the end of the day he did live. Yeah? However you want to understand those pshatim that he died, he didn't die, whatever, but bottom line is he got up and he went home, because we know that he got married and yeah. He gave up all his retainers to Hashem. What's the greatest desire that a human being has is to live. Yeah? You want me to prove it to you? What's your greatest desire? To live. Neto, nothing else, pure life. I'll prove it to you. How? Yeah, let me just finish the chapter paragraph, then I'll prove it to you. It's a rotten as Moshe Yitzchak Avinu l'Kodesh Baruch Hu k'ilu amar. It's as if Yitzchak Avinu said to Hashem like this: Ani shelacha v'kol asheli shelacha. I am yours, and whatever I have is also yours. Inyan zeboli de bitri bebekashosa shel Yitzchak l'koyshe yofe yofe. Where do we see this? The way Yitzchak said, "Please tie me very, very well." Ze bitl muchlat shel hergesh atevi hanisraya mitnei amaves. That's a total nullification of a human being on the moment before he's about to die, that he says, yeah, but I want to die properly. If I'm going to die, if I'm going to give up everything, I want to give up my rotzen. If that's the greatest rotzen a person is to live, and Yitzchak gives him, gives that to Hashem. Chaim shel mesiris nefesh ainu pshutim klal v'klal. Living a life as mesiris nefesh, as we all know, is not posh at all. By the way, living a life as mesiris nefesh and stay normal, that's really the kunz. Living a life of Mesiris Nefesh and being a Meshuggah and doing all weird stuff, that's hard, but it's not that hard. Living a life of Mesiris Nefesh and staying normal, that's a real challenge. It's a real major challenge. That's our challenge. A Yudi mitmoided b'kol rega mul yitzroi mul tzenoisa v'tavosoi. A Jew is standing and he's facing up to and he's battling every moment his yitzhara and his desires and his taiva zuolo lichkoi b'kol rega la'iva la'avo chaschil la'rotzen Hashem. He's standing, can be over any minute the rotzen Hashem. The shem kach hu oikin es atzmoi. Therefore he ties himself up, he binds himself up. B'kosh et atzmoi b'gedorim b'saigim k'day shelo yipsul kabone. He ties himself up with all sorts of tricks and patenting that a person ties himself up in order not to be over the Ratzon Hashem. So he shouldn't pass on the korban. This was Yitzchak Avinu, and we inherited this from him, and we his children afterwards. A Jew is able to live a life of an oilet tmima, according to his level, what he's required from. Kasher kol ishyos avhu oyle klil Hashem. That all his uniqueness, all his personal desires, that he gives up to Hashem. That's some ideal that we're striving for. Let's go back to real, see how much of the day is actually dedicated to Hashem and how much isn't, and then start coming up with plans. You have a Jew, I'll prove to you that the most deepest desire for a Jew to live, that's all he wants. You take a Jew, goes up to the doctor, yeah, doctors make mistakes, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor does, but he caught, he's not feeling well, they have a look, whatever, comes back to him, he says, listen, I've got news for you, but you've got exactly 3 months to live. There's a growth in your head or whatever, and there's no, that's it, it's over, there's nothing to talk about. There's no treatment, you can go for treatment, but it's not going to do anything. 3 months, that's it. Go home, settle your affairs, say goodbye, it's over. Yeah? So the first question is, if that was me, how would I live the next 3 months? Okay, that's, forget about that one, it's too challenging. So what does he do? He starts winding up his affairs, saying goodbye, you can imagine the family and this and the kids and Anyway, the day before he's supposed to die, he goes to the doctor for his final checkup and goodbyes and whatever. And the doctor says to him, I don't know how to tell you this, but we just checked together and your file got mixed up with somebody else's. You actually 100% health and everything's fine. You're going to live. How does that guy go home? Why? What's changed from before into the doctor? All he's got is life. Nothing else. Nothing's going to change. Same wife, same kids, same panosa, same everything. Nothing's changed. How does he go home that day? Skipping off the wall with ecstatic ecstasy of simcha. Yeah? What changed? Only one thing. I'm going to live. You see, that's the deepest desire of a person to live. Nothing else. Take away everything else. Live. Can you imagine a worse life, a worse Gehenna than Auschwitz? Yeah? People fought to stay alive. I don't understand. Fought to stay alive. That beat the rocks on to live is. Just another day, another day. Just to live, just to live, just to live. That was it. There's nothing else. Just to live. Clear. Absolute clear. Fantastic. Time is. Got a little bit weiter. The Maisa Kaida follow Yitzhak Avinu of Avram Avinu Kadesh Loi Ye Yudi Sheh Munutak Mikesha Abrit Imakosh Bohu. At the Maisa Kaida, Yitzhak and Avram Avinu conducted themselves in such a way that there should be no Jew that could be detached from the covenant that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Im hu yidabek ma'atzim v'Hashem yisparak yaykoy desu tzoy nasov atavi v'idabek v'dach Hashem v'terosam mutov. If he will out of his own desires bind himself to the desire of Hashem and he'll cleave to Hashem and walk in the ways of Hashem and his Torah, then very good. Ach gam im hu lo yiskil akach v'lo yimoles tafkidu kuroi. Let's say he won't be zoicha to that and he won't fulfill his purpose properly. Lo teshalom mena schut lidabek v'Hashem yisparak. It won't be removed from him the schus to cleave to Hashem. Gam yudizeh yiskele dabek b'medregus ha-kedusha v'liyoyz ben olam haba ha-nitzchi. This Jew also has an opportunity and a way to get to being part of a ben olam haba, eternal. Matazu hizik Avram Avinu ba-krovus ha-el tachas b'noi. Avram Avinu gave us that via the shechting of the aisle instead of his son. Gam yehudi mashe hisrachui me Hashem vaasat mizachru choisam b'chatayim v'aveiras. Even if there were Jews that will be very far from Hashem and the Satan's got them involved in all sorts of chatayim and aveiras, v'ketot mikach heim yorudu mata mata, they go down and down and down, mikol mokum heim yichzoru lemadregas kedushosam alirekach sheim sorres nafsham l'Hashem kedushim umushlochim ba'esh umushlochim ba'esh. They too will get back to those levels of Kedusha via the mysterious Nefesh in a different kind of mysterious Nefesh. Stop that thing of the paragraph and there's enough to meditate in there for a few weeks. The truth is, if you think about it, we basically are cholent of both those Jews. There's an enormous amount of mysterious Nefesh going on in our lives to live off Kiddush Hashem. There's no one in this room that's not being Moshe Nefesh to live off Kiddush Hashem. It's crazy what we do. We might not have really appreciate what it is, because it's nothing, but if you think about it, it's pretty big. The world's surrounded by so much delights and pleasures and gashmias, and you know, whatever you want. I mean, we're not living in ghettos and being beaten up because we're Jewish. Today a Jew, he's king. Much better off than any guy, that's for sure. He's got all the pleasures of the guy, and he's got Torah. He can have all the tailogim of the guy and Shabbos. That's... Wow, that's almost the best of both worlds. So to give that up is an enormous Mesiris Nefesh. On the other hand, we're a weak generation, and yeah, we're also Shakur and Avairas and whatever and whatever. So yeah, there's the suffering together. There'll be the generation where it's been so Mu'bad, the world, you know, you have the Kadoshim and then you have the Moinam. Today, it's hard to find where the lines draw in yourself, but we know we're living a life of Kiddush Hashem. But at the same time, not exactly what I'm supposed to be and whatever. Therefore, they're suffering. The ikir is to always remember the suffering is to recognize that the suffering is coming back because of my virus, not because of his fault or her fault or Yenna's fault or whatever. I'm suffering now because of Baruch Hashem. You know, Hashem's helped me to get close to him through the suffering. Oidachok ya nisani, says the Vilna Gaon. I thank you because you afflicted me. But that's what got me back to being close with Hashem. The tough thing is to be close to Hashem. So if it's the suffering that brings me closer back to Hashem, then thank you for the suffering. A generation that's been taught, you know, Sesame Street is, it's hard for that. But the opposite of easy is bad. You know, live in a generation where the opposite of easy is bad. Not easy, hard, good, bad. If it's easy, it must be good. If it's hard, it must be bad. Everyone else, yeah, it's true, yeah, but it's so hard. So, okay, so it's hard. Nah, I can't do that. It's hard in a chinami, so what's the problem? So in a generation like that, it's a big nisoy to just maintain some direction of doing the rots in Hashem. So that is gewaldic, and that brings us close to Hashem. But in the areas where we're not so then the suffering brings you closer to Hashem. At the end of the day, you're getting close to Hashem, and that's great. Thank you.